This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Shocked emoji. Did you hear? There are 8 new emoji coming to your smartphone. And there is a winner. There's like emoji awards every year, which I don't, how hard is it to come up with an emoji? But there are awards for that.
Kind I mean, of there like hasn't the been a true winner since the middle finger emoji came
I
out. Let's
agree.
Be honest.
Which, by the way,
is that still available? Yeah, it is.
3-time middle finger emojied me last night.
Why?
And it was hilarious.
Why did she do that?
Because the middle finger emoji is one of the funniest emojis you can send to somebody when you say something funny to them.
Was it deserved?
Oh, totally.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? Listen to this. Finally, an emoji to represent us all is coming soon. An exhausted face with bags under its eyes. Look it up. It's hilarious. It's one of 8 new emojis that will appear on smartphones and computers next year, which also include a root vegetable. That's going to be popular.
With the women.
A harp. For the harpists.
Yeah, I don't think they thought the eggplant emoji was going to be popular, and they were wrong.
A leafless tree, a fingerprint, which looks nothing like a fingerprint, because when I saw the emoji, I could not identify it as such.
Okay.
A purple splatter, which is exactly what it sounds like, a shovel, and a flag for the remote island in the English Channel called
Alligator Point.
Sark.
You want to tell us about Sark, Dan?
I'm going to have to look that up.
Oh, my gosh. We stumped Dan with Sark. look at the baggy-eyed, exhausted face guy. That's pretty
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, that's good.
It could also be, I can't believe you just said that face. It you can kind of tell the bags under the eyes are reddened, but it also looks like someone who's just annoyed.
Oh, it's part of the Channel Islands. Off the coast of Normandy. Yeah.
So
it's a small one.
I hate to be the old man, but some emojis need labels for what they're supposed to depict.
Okay, did you know the praying is not praying? It's supposed to be a high five.
Yeah, I don't buy that one.
No. The one that everyone is always like, prayers up, and it's this. It looks like two
no,
hands.
That
yes.
is praying.
No, it's not. That is misconstrued.
Right.
It's supposed to be high five. High five to you.
Well, no, I don't like that.
It's praying hands.
Yes, no, it's not. It's
exactly
high five.
Right. That's exactly what it is.
I'm praying. Telling you, it's high five.
Or it's a thank you.
But there's some of those facial expressions that aren't quite clear.
Like the eggplant?
Well,
what's
I mean,
this
that
radish going to be used
no,
for?
No, that one is supposed to be an eggplant. People made it into something else that it's not.
What did they make it out to be?
Well, if we're getting a beet and a root vegetable and a leafless tree, it's...
Doesn't it all be nice to have a penis?
All right, fine. Well, then I want an emoji. Women want one for us.
I'm not even going to bite on that apple.
It's not one of the 8 new emojis coming to your phone. I don't know why it takes a year.
Just leave it alone.
Okay.
It's the peach one, Dana.
Damn.
I am going to emoji all of you with my tired, exhausted face because this conversation has been exhausting.
Is this an
amoeba? You're the one who brought it up.
I didn't bring it up. I just told you that praying hands meant high five.
Who brought up the story about the 7 new emojis that are coming out?
Nobody wasn't me.
I'm only telling you this because if someone dies and you do what you think is praying hands, that could be misconstrued as, oh, high five, as in, woo, glad they're dead.
Why am I putting emojis in the obituary?
You're right. You should probably never emoji somebody after someone dies.
Steer clear.
Like thumbs up? That would be awkward.
You know what is going to come in
handy? Tombstone emoji.
Depends on who it is.
Right. You know what? Which one's going to come in handy? The shovel.
For what, though?
Like for an obituary.
Dig yourself out of this?
No, not for an obituary.
Like dig yourself your own grave.
That or, you know, help me Saturday night.
All right. Open up. Wait a minute. Everyone right now. Do it right now, Dan.
Are you burying a body,
Dan? Open up your emojis and tell me what your top three are.
Always got to be prepared.
I don't ever use emojis.
Why?
Because they're dumb.
Because he writes checks.
Oh, come on. Okay, I'm pulling up Scott, and then I'm going to pull up my emojis. Here we go. Mine are, do you guys want to guess? Let me tell you right now.
I don't even know how to open it.
It's smiley face, the laughing one. It's the kiss one where you're blowing a heart. It's fire. Ooh, it's the bicep. The who, you know, like I am strong, right? Yes. It is a golf flag. And it is a purple heart because of K-State. I've been purple hearting a lot when I text my son.
So mine is recently used, not most used.
Okay.
And it's the sad eyes.
Why is yours sad?
Thinking face.
Why are you sad and thinking?
The thumbs up, the laughing, crying face, and the mind blown, which would also fall under most used.
I've got the thumbs up.
Okay.
Fingers crossed.
Oh.
A music, the music notes, sunglass face, and then the pile of chocolate ice cream.
There's a pile of chocolate ice cream?
Yeah, with the little eyes on it, and he's smiling.
Oh, I didn't even know that was... That's poop, Dan!
You're so nice. Funny. You're so funny.
You are in timeout. Out. By the way, out.
So I was saying they need a description. On Twitter, they do have a description if you hover over it with your mouse. And the two hands that are together.
High five.
Is labeled as folded hands. What do you do when you're folding your hands?
You're praying to God.
That's right.
When I fold my hands.
I think it comes from this. Can you see this?
Yes.
In the Eastern world where you put your hands together in front of you,
I think
almost like a namaste.
Okay, I think you're overthinking it.
I think that's where it comes from.
The origins of folding hands.
Sam Stevie III, Dana Reiby.
Island of Sark.
The East Asians started folding hands around 1235 AD.
Actually goes back
as a
that.
Sign of sending their beloved one to the netherworld.
I'm about to use that shovel emoji.
9135.
Was that a threat?
I took it as a threat. Sam Stevie III, Tanner Wright. I'm Scott here on KMBZ.